If Idaho runs out of crucial supplies to treat coronavirus, how will hospitals decide who gets a ventilator or potentially life-saving drugs? As Rachel Cohen reports, right now, Idaho doesn't have a statewide protocol for how to make these decisions.
Many states have documents known as crisis standards of care plans. First it was 9/11, then Hurricane Katrina, and then the 2009 H1N1 pandemic that prompted states to consider,
how do we use the resources we have to save as many people as we can, given that we're not going to be able to save everyone?
That was Dr. Matt Winia, who directs the Center for Bioethics and Humanities at the University of Colorado. He says by now, 36 states have these sort of triage plans that give guidelines for things like who gets priority for a ventilator or ICU care. Idaho does not have such a plan, but is working on it.
And even states that don't yet have crisis standards of care are now rapidly trying to put together their standards in case this gets bad in their state.
Some states say they would triage care based on a patient's age or their likelihood of surviving. We don't yet know what factors Idaho will consider, but the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare says the plan should be ready mid to late April. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.